So, now we're up in the, going into the living room. And this was always more or less the center of the house, where we worked and had things, and mother and father's desks there. And many times, you see, there's the old Watts Dictionary of Chemistry and abstracts and whatnot over there. And when Father was looking for something, why, he would want us to look through all the references to some particular chemical we find. And so we'd get these books and we'd work and maybe until 2 o'clock in the morning, putting in little slips of paper in the books and stacking them up on the table. And then he would read through all these references to whatever he was looking up. The whole family sometimes was involved in that. And some of these books have very interesting notes in them. There was one, I guess I better not take time to look for it now, but he was talking about his theory of life, and he didn't believe that we were the unit. One of his theories was that we were very much like a city or a boat or something like that. And you can draw a very good analogy. If you were somebody from Mars looking at a boat, well, you'd see it travels around and it seems to have a life of its own. It will come to a port and it will take on, in effect, food supplies. It takes on oxygen, gives off the fuel that burns, it gives off carbon dioxide. And if it's damaged, you will see it heal up if the damage isn't too great. And if the damage is too great, the life leaves it, but the boat is still there and maybe sinks or something. And so he had quite a theory on that, and some of the books in here, he talks about these little monoids, which are the units. And you see, a lot of things go on in a city that the mayor doesn't know about. If there's a fire up in the Bronx, the firemen go and put out the fire. Well, if you cut your finger, the white cells come there and protect against invasion of bacteria and all, but the brain doesn't control that. That's all done automatically by some other mechanism and so on. So that there are a lot of pretty close analogies, and that was one of his theories.